a gorgeous day. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend also, which means it's the perfect weather to go check out a market, which is exactly what I'm talking about today. There's quite a few markets that are kicking off this weekend. I have those listed out like very cleanly in the Thursday newsletter, so you can wait for that a couple, like 2 days. But today I'm talking to you about all of the markets that I could possibly find and also some like market style events that are happening this spring and summer. So consider this your market guide. Save this one, send it to a friend. Definitely a good one to save if you have friends and family visiting sometime this year, because taking people to a market is like one of the easiest ways to entertain guests. All right, here we go. Let's get into it. So starting with the Boise Farmers Market. The Boise Farmers Market is the one that happens in that parking lot off of Americana Boulevard. The address is 1500 Shoreline Drive. And the Boise Farmers Market happens on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That kicked off last week. So it's happening every Saturday through October 26th. And the Boise Farmers Market is kind of like your food-centric market. It has all kinds of locally grown produce, meat, cheese, eggs, plants, flowers, seeds. They also usually have food trucks along the edge. You can walk around and shop, of course. You can also shop online ahead of time and then pick up your order at the market. There is parking available there. You're going to enter the big parking lot, like where the market is. There's a parking area that you'll enter off of Shoreline Drive. Also, heads up, there's no dogs allowed at this market. All right, next up is Capital City Public Market. This is the one that happens on the Grove Plaza in downtown Boise. This also happens on Saturdays from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. That is kicking off this weekend, Saturday, April 13th. And that one goes all the way through December 21st. This market has been going on for 30 years. It used to be on 8th Street and like Idaho Street, like in the street. But after COVID, it just kind of changed it, and they have now moved into the Grove, which is honestly really nice. They have over 90 vendors spread all throughout the Grove Plaza. You'll find things here like lots of art, baked goods, some produce, herbs and spices, clothing, jewelry. Honestly, it's a very eclectic mix. Dogs are allowed at this one, but they need to be on a leash at all times. Also, there is no designated parking for this market. You'll just need to like park on the street or in a garage in downtown Boise. There is also the 36th Street Sunday Market. That one is located at Sockeye Brewing's Ale House on 36th Street, over like in the northwest end. The address to that is 3823 North Garden Center Way. That one happens on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That one also kicks off this weekend on Sunday, April 14th. And yeah, so this is like a little market. There's usually about like 20 or so vendors, all kinds of stuff here. There's like produce and plants, herbs, some like art stuff. There's, yeah, all kinds of things. The other cool thing about this one is that it's like a brewery and a restaurant, so they serve beer and brunch on the weekends. So you could like go get brunch, go to the market. Also, parking's free. It's available in their parking lot. Okay, Meridian has the Main Street Market. That one happens on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And that is located like basically in Meridian City Hall. So it's in the street next to Meridian City Hall and then in City Hall Plaza. The address of that is 33 East Broadway Avenue. And that one also kicks off this Saturday, April 13th, and that one goes through October 12th. So there's, you know, again, fresh produce, art and craft things, and lots more. They also usually have live music and a couple food trucks. They do have two parking lots for market parking, kind of like on either side of City Hall, or you can just use street parking. I couldn't find anything about dogs at this one, but I did see a picture of the market, and in the background, there was like five people gathered around this little corgi. So I think that means yes, dogs are allowed. Okay, the Nampa Farmers Market is a really good one. Seems like they've really expanded things this year. That one happens on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's located in Lloyd Square Park, which is the address to that is 114th Avenue South in Nampa. So they're doing soft openings right now. They had a soft opening last weekend. They have a soft opening this weekend, April 13th. And then the official opening is next Saturday, April 20th. That one goes all the way through November. And yeah, this market has been going on since 1989. They have like over 200 vendors, all kinds of things, produce, meats, cheese, eggs, baked goods, jams and jellies, and remoulades. They have like a bunch of ready-to-eat food vendors. They also have plant starts, flowers, crafts, like all kinds of things. Also new this year, you can order some things online and pick them up at the market. Dogs are allowed at this one, but they need to be on a leash. Also, my favorite thing about the Nampa Farmers Market is every year they do a hot pepper eating contest. I want my husband to enter that. If you win, you get $300 and a bottle of Tums. Okay, moving on to Eagle Saturday Market, which happens on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That one is located at Eagle City Hall this year. That's a new location because of some construction that's happening. The address to that is 660 East Civic Lane in Eagle. This one opens on May 4th. And it goes through October. Also heads up, there's no market on July 6th and 13th. This is the 22nd year of the Eagle Saturday Market. You can shop for fresh produce, flowers, handmade goods, local food, all kinds of things. They also usually have live music during the market. And parking is just like in downtown Eagle. There is also the Caldwell Farm to Fork Market. This one happens on Tuesdays from 5 to 8 p.m. And it happens at Indian Creek Plaza. The address to that is 120 South Kimball Avenue, but it's like in downtown Caldwell. So that one opens on May 14th. It ends September 24th. And this one happens in conjunction with the Tuesdays on the Creek live music series. So there's like a ton of stuff happening on the plaza every Tuesday night. You know, all kinds of like vendors at the market and then these free live music shows. You can also like reserve tables for the shows, which would be cool if you're planning to hang out there. Also, there's free parking throughout downtown Caldwell. And heads up, no dogs allowed at this market. This episode of From Boise is sponsored by LED. LED has an upcoming performance of Kid Lightning happening on April 26th and 27th, and you should get your tickets right now. Kid Lightning tells the story of a group of talented contestants on a popular game show. It's set within a 1970s stylized world, and these individuals push their limits to claim fame and enter the intoxicating arena of celebrity, only to discover that it was more than they bargained for. This performance is unlike anything you've ever seen before, I promise. I saw it when it first came out, and it absolutely blew me away. The athleticism is incredible. The movements are stunning. The fictitious language is wildly entertaining. It is simply brilliant. And trust me, you do not want to miss it. You should get your tickets right now. You can do so at ledboise.com/kid-lightning. There's a link to those in the show notes. Okay, so those are the farmers markets. Now here's just some more other markets. No New Vintage Market is a monthly market that happens at the Linen Building. This one, so it happens like once a month on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The dates are this Saturday, April 13th, May 11th, June 8th, July 13th, August 10th, September 14th, October 12th, November 9th, and December 14th. So again, that's located in the Linen Building. They usually have, I don't know, like a dozen or so vendors set up in there, tons and tons of vintage clothing, jewelry, art, house stuff. They usually also have a tattoo artist in there doing like small flashy tats. Sometimes they have a piercer too. There's no designated parking lot here. You just need to find street parking in downtown Boise. And also heads up, Grove Street's all ripped up. So like you kind of need to park and walk, just so you know. Also, usually they have a food truck outside. The Boise Flea, I love the Boise Flea. The Boise Flea is back this year with some major changes. Most notably, more dates and a new location. So the Boise Flea typically happens on second Sunday of every month, but there's a couple bonus dates in there. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's in a new location this year. So it used to be on like State Street and 31st, they were just cramming people in there. Like, honestly, it got too big for that space. Like, there was not good parking. It was just really busy for a small space, which is great. Like, that's it's a good problem. So this year they have moved to Boise State University's East Stadium parking lot. So like the east side, the Broadway Avenue side of the stadium parking lot. The address to that is 1188 West University Drive. And the dates for the Boise Flea this year are this Sunday, April 14th, May 12th, June 9th, June 30th, July 14th, August 11th, September 8th, September 29th, and October 13th. So yeah, there's over 100 vendors selling all kinds of vintage treasures. Plus they have food trucks. Push and Pour's coffee cart is there. Also, they do have $5 on-site parking available. And it's like right on the greenbelt. So this is a super easy one to just like ride your bike to or walk. All right. The Children's Entrepreneur Market. Have you ever heard of this? It's kind of like a newish thing, but it's a farmers and craft market that's run entirely by kids. I mean, I think there's some adults involved, but like all of the market booths and everything being sold are run by kids. So cute. So this started in Utah. It is now expanded to 15 states, including Idaho. And kids are challenged to be in charge of everything, deciding what to sell, creating their booth, talking to customers, handling the money. Parents are allowed to, you know, like be there and help set up the booth, but they are not allowed to like handle the money or do talking with the customers. It's really like for the kids. I love this. So this is happening several times throughout the spring and summer here, and there's different dates and locations. So I'm going to read these off, but of course you can find this list in the newsletter if you need to like, you know, see it. So the first one's happening on May 4th. It's happening from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Payette Brewing. On May 9th from 4 to 9 p.m. at the center at Canyon County Fairgrounds. May 11th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Trica in Boise. That's the preschool in the North End. June 1st, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Quickwater Academy in Meridian. June 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Foot Park in Middleton. July 27th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cherry Hill Farms in Caldwell. September 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. at Jump in Boise. And then September 28th from 12 to 5 p.m. at Foot Park in Meridian. Okay, then the Super Summer Craft Market. I love this one. This is happening this year on Saturday, June 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is located at Flying M Coffee Garage in Nampa. It happens in the parking lot. The address is 1314 2nd Street South in Nampa. So this is an outdoor craft fair. They usually have like over 30 local vendors selling all kinds of art and just like goodies. Flying M also does a winter market called Hip Holiday Craft Market that happens on the first Saturday of every December. So this is like the summer version. Parking is available in just like in downtown Nampa because obviously the market is in their parking lot. There's also Summery Market, which is happening on Friday, June 14th and Saturday, June 15th. The hours are Friday, June 14th, 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This one happens in the Rose Garden at Expo Idaho. That address is 5610 North Glenwood Street in Garden City. So Summery Market is one of the largest indie craft, handmade, and vintage markets in the entire Northwest. There is like so much to find here. They also do a holiday market in November called Wintery Market. You might be familiar with that. That one happens at the Boise Center. But Summery Market is awesome. It's all outdoors. There's tons of cool stuff to find. Admission is $5 a day. Kids 12 and under are free, and also parking is free. By the way, there's no dogs allowed at that market. Okay, and then last but not least, Art in the Park. I don't know if you would call this a market, but I'm including it. the dates this year are September 6th through 8th. This one happens in Julia Davis Park. It is an annual art market that brings more than 200 artists from all over Boise in the Northwest to Julia Davis Park. There is tons and tons and tons of art to explore. Plus they have food, they have live music and entertainment, and then they also usually have some hands-on activities for kids. Parking for this one is, you know, just like street or garage parking in downtown Boise because it's in the park. But I love Art in the Park. It's such a good time. I actually love all these markets. I love that we are like a market place because markets are great. I grew up in a place, I said this last week, but like we didn't have farmers markets. We had one that was very small and went on for like 2 hours once a week. And so, yeah, I just think farmers markets are really cool thing. And I'm happy that we have so many. So you can find this list and many, many more in the newsletter today. That's either in your inbox or from Boise.com. All right. See you at the market.